It's time for Crop Tour Tuesday on Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. Let's go around the state. Mother Nature has been quite kind to our Indiana farmers this harvest season. Many years, we're hoping to have harvests wrapped up by Thanksgiving. This year, many will be done before Halloween. There is still some work to do in southern Indiana. We head to Ferdinand in DuBois County to check in with National Corn Board member J.R. Reisner.
Yields are coming in actually much better than expected on some of the later corn. Hopefully, we'll finish up here in the next few days. We are getting some rain today, so hopefully as soon as it dries up, we'll be able to get back in the field and get harvest wrapped up. Also been very active on the NCGA front, working through the government shutdown and a lot of trade issues that are going on right now. So been a very busy week, but been able to make good progress and looking forward to the end of harvest.
In East Central Indiana, Jenna Scott from Cox Farms Incorporated in Gaston says last week was a good week in Delaware County.
We had a great week last week with getting in the field, getting a lot done. So we blew through a lot of acres last week. So this week we should finish up our last couple fields and be done with our harvest. We're overall happy with our yields. Obviously, some fields were better than others regarding when they caught rains, but overall, I would say about average. So it'll be time to just clean everything up and get ready for winter.
We'll head west and north when Crop Tour Tuesday continues here on Hoosier Ag Today.
Hey, sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
All kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
1 in 5. That's how many kids in America are food insecure, with a significant impact in rural communities. Hoosier Ag Today and the National Association of Farm Broadcasting invite you to help nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Your contribution stays in your community if you donate at nafbhunger.com. Welcome back to Crop Tour Tuesday on Hoosier Ag Today. Let's head west now and hear from Ryan Rippey. He has fields in Montgomery, Fountain, and Tippecanoe counties. He's been wrapped up with soybean harvest for a few weeks now, and this past week
got finished up with corn harvest last Thursday, so feel pretty good about that. Things turned out really well and was really pleased with how everything yielded and how smoothly harvest went. Just as an overall view, I'd say probably the last 25% of harvest is left, so I would say the next 10 days to 2 weeks in this area, it'll be pretty well wrapped up in that time frame. Our focus shifts to fall tillage on our corn stalks and some burn down applications. Herbicide applications were in strong belief that success in the 26 crop starts this fall, and we'll be working on doing things that we think will set us up for a more successful spring. So we'll talk to you later. Thanks.
And Indiana Soybean Alliance Chair Denise Scarborough farms in LaPorte County. She's approaching the harvest finish line as well.
We started cutting our double crop soybeans the end of last week, and that's gone through the weekend. It's nice to have some sunshine and a little bit of breeze to get those dried out. Commercial corn we should get back to once we get our double crops done the beginning of this week. Yields are doing better than anticipated, given how dry we were this summer. We are heavily irrigated on our farms, so that did definitely help us this year. Definitely enjoying seeing some of the leaves changing and more crops coming out of the ground. Cover crops are coming up really nice along with our wheat. Hope y'all stay safe and have a good day.
And that is the most important thing. Stay safe out there as you wrap up harvest. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.